from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's very grateful, one, to be here on a regular basis, for your support so I can be here on a regular basis, and for the mission and the honor I have to be able to help take your mind off stuff and put you to sleep, or if you're new, to kind of apply for that role. But I'm also curious, how come no one ever says full of gratitude? Like when they see, you know, people have said I'm full of hot air. I mean, I don't think I'm full of gratitude yet. One day I'd like to be so full of gratitude it's overflowing. You see, what's that coming out of Scoots' ears? Well, gratitude. I'm sorry, what are you talking about? Because I thought, oh, yeah, no, you're right. I'll get back to this. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, before we get to the story here, or before we get to the intro or whatever's next, remember, Sleep With Me is built to create a place, a safe place for you to rest, where you could, you know, relax and get comfortable. And that comes from my empathy and compassion, because I've been there in the deep, dark night, and I want something good for you, because you deserve a good night's sleep. And that also comes with a responsibility to you, and that means two things. Making sure there's resources in the show notes if you're having a tough time right now, and saying take that step to use those resources if you need them. And the second thing is to say that the lives of our listeners clearly matter. If good sleep matters, then the lives of our listeners matter. And that means that Black lives matter. And I'm glad listeners keep pointing that out to me, that, yeah, this show's about you, and that means something, right? So there's going to be links to organizations in the show notes if you want to be a part of change, because you matter, okay? And it's important to me to be in that place of compassion and empathy so I can be here for you and make this show. And I'm glad you're here. Thank you so much for listening. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to bring this show twice a week. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like, you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Luxe. I love my Helix Dusk Luxe. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Luxe, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The one part of the podcast I really need you to hear, it's where I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. And this really works. So, really, those of you whose names I'm about to read off, thank you. This is what keeps the podcast free for everybody. And we got a long list of supporters of Native Deodorant. Oh, boy, do our listeners smell so good. I want to thank Terry with an I, Christy with an I, Jack Oliver, Oliver, Allison, Michelle, Arthur, Urban Pluck, Katie with a Y, all for getting their Native orders in over the past couple months here. And let me know, sharing, especially in their Instagram stories, tweets with pictures of their orders. I got to start thinking about the custom name deodorants as gifts because you can make your own deodorant. So much fun. Support Native. Let me know. Did you support Native? Did you get your Grove order in? Did you get one of those Quip Smart toothbrushes? Let me know. Helix bed, share with me, tag the sponsor, tag me. That's how they know their partnership is valuable. And I can thank you, like Terry, Christy, Jack Oliver, Allison, Michelle, Arthur, Urban Pluck, and Katie on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you're having a tough time right now, there's links and even international links in the show notes where you can find more resources right this moment. So use that link from your podcast app. And then if you want to change, if you want to be a part of change, you want to support the members of your community, of our community, particularly the Black members of our community right now, because Black Lives Matter. There's links to organizations so you can be a part of the solution. Or if you've been impacted, you can find some extra support. Those links are in the show notes. And the third part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is something I support, and that's justice for Breonna Taylor. Plain and simple. And I'm using the links that were provided to me by Anti-Racism Daily, which I also support on Patreon. But, you know, let your members of Congress know that things have to change. I'm also supporting the Louisville Community Bail Fund and the Louisville Healing Fund. And there's links to all those organizations and to contacting in the U.S. your members of Congress in the show notes. And that's it. That's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Mystery Bard, you know, like you commission holiday songs, right, for listeners? No better. You better get your order in right now, right? So you can start working on their tunes, eh?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer, and Ashley.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
It's almost Christmas, y'all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a perm.
That- That's song.jonathanmann.net, two N's, and that's it. Remember, when you listen in a podcast app, make sure that you're at 1x speed or lower, if you like it lower, and that smart speed and vocal boost and all that stuff is turned off, so you get the podcast as it was created. What do you say we slow it down now and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, you know, things on your mind you're thinking about, feelings, anything coming up for you feeling-wise, emotionally, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or routine. It could be something else, you know, it could, whatever it is. It could be any number of things. Whatever it is, I'm here to help. And what I'm going to do is try to create a safe place. I've probably said this. I guess I'm trying to speak, but I'm trying to establish a safe place. I know I've said pop-up before. I guess this would be a bit like a pop-up, a safe place where you'd say, I'm establishing it here, but I can transfer it or send it to you. No problem. No assembly required. And the way I do it, way I send it, is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So you say, creaky, dulcet tones. What is that? I say, well, that's how my voice sounds. A bit like something you don't normally hear. You say, well, it's like a big, it's kind of good, and it's kind of it's kind of creaky. And you say, okay, for a sleep podcast, you say, okay, yeah, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, what are those? Well, he never gets to the point, the person that makes the podcast, or as he's trying to make a point, he goes off on a pointless meander or a superfluous tangent. So those are some of the techniques I use as I try to establish this safe place. Now, if you're new, a few things you should know. Did I forget? What I'm going to try to do is create a safe place where you could set aside. So my voice, no, I think I got everything of the regular intro. Regular listeners, welcome back. As usual, I'm mixed up. So what I'm going to do if you're new, let me tell you a couple of things. One, and I've heard this hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times, this podcast does not work for everybody. But it also, for the people it works for, it takes two or three tries. So I just wanted you to know that up front. And the reason I explain it is so many to every episode is to, one, meet your doubt or your skepticism or your uncomfortableness where you are and say, well, that's legitimate to be doubtful or skeptical. Or like say, I don't know about this sleep podcast and your creaky dulcet tones. That's a totally legitimate way to feel. And the only thing I can tell you is just see how it goes, but see how it goes a few tries. Because usually on the first try, this podcast somehow it has to make even less sense before it makes no sense at all. And I'll explain that more, but give it a few tries if you can. But also know it just doesn't work for everybody, but that's why it's free too. You say, okay, I tried it a few times. It didn't work. But in the end, the people that I work for, they say around two or three tries, they say, holy moly, I just woke up. So give it a few tries. That's one thing to know. The second thing to know is if you, as you try it out, kind of try it loosely, like a robe. There are robes that are tight-fitting and form-fitting robes, and I've talked about robes on the show before. I think one time, this has been a while, but I imagined that Obi-Wan Kenobi and maybe Jean-Luc Picard went to a colony where clothing's optional. Oh no, it's Doc Brown, I guess, from Back to the Future, and he said, "Well, we're robes. Where we're going, we don't need any robes." So you wouldn't have any. But so you wear a robe or loosely wear a garment. That's actually like I think that's in a parable. And this podcast is best barely worn. You see, well, it's more draped over my shoulder, like when I'm cooking or something, and I need an extra cooking thingamajig, a towel. And you say, okay, so most podcasts are like an outfit, you're saying, Scoot. So, well, some podcasts are, or a utility. Some podcasts you wear for pleasure. Some podcasts you wear for laughs. Some podcasts are functional. I mean, it's definitely podcasts that are super stylish. So, yeah, and this podcast is more like, yeah, like something over the shoulder. Yeah, like a kitchen towel or a rag you throw over your shoulder. That's what Sleep With Me is. And you see, could you complete that metaphor? And I say, I don't know. I might try later. But I was trying to explain to the new listener to just kind of do that. Like say, okay, I'm barely listening. This is the one podcast as compared to the outfit-based podcasts. Or the outfit analogy, you barely listen to this podcast. You only kind of listen. You say, Oh, I forgot I had a kitchen towel over my shoulder. How did I end up at a, what is it? What is this? A Michelin 5-star restaurant? Like, oh, there's only 4 stars. Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's a dream. Great. So that's one thing. Barely listen to this show. The other thing is this podcast really isn't here to put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company as you fall asleep or to keep you company if you can't sleep. I'm here. I'm your boar friend. I'm your boar bud. I'm your boar bae. I'm your, ideally, but one day I'll be your boar bestie. So I'm here to take your mind off of stuff as you drift off and just be at your bedside telling you a story you don't need to listen to. Now, if you can't sleep, I'll be here to the end, or if you wake up. So it's kind of like I'm telling you the story whether you're awake or asleep, but I make this show just as much for the people that can't sleep as the people that are sound asleep already right now. And the nice thing is the episodes are an hour, so you have plenty of time to get comfortable and drift off. And that leads into the kind of next thing that can throw new listeners off, which is the structure of the show. Show starts off with a greeting because I want everybody to know they're welcome and they're important here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary. And then there's business. That's how we bring you the podcast twice a week. There's a few minutes of business there. Then there's an intro. And the intro is pretty long, 12 to 18 minutes or so, and it's me introducing the podcast as I'm doing right now. And for the new listener, you could say, you're going to introduce the podcast for 12 to 18 minutes. I say, yeah, it takes me a while to get going, and then I don't go anywhere. So for the new listener, it's also an example of the podcast. I mean, that's a bit meta. But for a regular listener, there's a lot of options. As you become a regular listener, some listeners fall asleep during the intro. Some listeners start the intro while they're getting ready for bed or doing their brushing and their skincare or stretching or foam rolling or they're using like one of those Therabody devices, whatever it is. Some listeners start the intro before they get into bed. That's what I'm saying. And then other listeners start the podcast while they're in bed unwinding and getting comfortable. So the intro kind of serves as a buffer between waking life and sleep so that you can wind down. And I can buff that day right out of your hair or right out of, you know, I can help you drift away. So it just gives us some space. And so that's part of the intro is just to ease you into bedtime. Then after the intro is some sponsors, ads. That's part of the podcast structure. Then there'll be a story. Tonight will be our a new series we're covering, GBB, Great British Bake Off. So I'll be excited to talk about that. Then there'll be some thank yous and good nights at the end. So that's the structure of the show. And what else do you need to know? You probably need to know some more stuff that I forgot. Structure of the show. Oh, boy. I already got mixed up. Oh, that's the structure. Oh, why do I make the show? Well, I make the show because you deserve a good night's sleep. That's reason one. I truly believe you deserve a safe place where you can get some rest so that your life is a little bit better, more manageable, and ideally you can flourish. And so that is that's one thing. The other thing is because I've been there. I know how it feels, tossing and turning, waking up, all that stuff. I've been there, needing to buffer my day away. I've been buffering about my day, you know. So that's the whole thing is, I guess what it was, I don't know if I had another point in there, but you deserve a good night's sleep. I've been there. And I think that's it. I mean, I said at the beginning of the show, I'm really grateful that I get to make this podcast because, yeah, because I can relate and because I think it's important. I think you getting the rest you need is important. And in a broader sense, you having the options to see what's going to work for you to fall asleep and establish a healthy bedtime routine is important, whether it's this podcast or a fan or another piece of sleep audio or, you know, just, you know, doing something else, some other routine. That is very important to me because, and I'm very grateful that I can provide this or be a stepping stone. I'm the most, like, what is that? Has that ever, I probably talked about the grateful stepping stone. So many people stepped on me on their way to good sleep, and I had so much joy. And some people stuck around and danced on me, you know, in the middle of the stream that I was in. And that really felt nice, too. And that's really what it feels like to make the show. I don't know if you can get the, it's cool. I'm glamorized. You see, who was the first person to glamorize stepping stones? They say, well, there's a few, architects and landscape design. No. I mean, in a Hollywood sense. Oh, that really glamorized, the life of a stepping stone. You know, they kind of anthropomorphized it or whatever, personified it. Oh, really gave that Hollywood glamour to stepping stones, but not to actual physical stepping stones. Yeah, glamorized life as a stepping stone. I don't think there was anybody that would do that. That just doesn't seem. Well, actually, there was someone. He tried. Scooter was his name. He wrote the imaginary book in his mind, The Grateful Stepping Stone. And on one podcast episode out of 8,000, he tried to glamorize stepping stones. Then he forgot about it for 12 years till he tried to write the book. That's why I do what I do and why I'm full of gratitude, though I forget it a lot of times. You fill me up with gratitude, believe it or not, and hopefully I fill up your ears with nonsense and pointless meanders. What a deal, right? So I'm here to help. If you're new, just give the show a few tries. I hope it can help you. I'm really glad you're here. I really appreciate your time. I work very hard at yearning and striving. I want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring this podcast to twice a week. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo. Modern management made simple. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots. Before we get going here, I just wanted this. So this will be our first episode covering the Great British Baking Bake Off show. And I'll be talking more about it. I wanted to give a shout out to Chloe and Adam for giving me the idea to do this. And it got swept up in it. I do want to say that this is whatever, October 2020. I'm not exactly sure of our scheduling. We may do a pilot where we do the first episode I'm covering is a two-parter. And then we might cover Mandalorian, and then go back to great, like alternate between the two series, during, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like we did last year, but I'm not 100% on that. Again, that'll just be alternating. Every third episode would be a TV episode, while the other two episodes in between those are fictional. So if you don't watch the TV or listen to the TV episodes, remember that every third episode, so you get two episodes out of three that don't cover a TV show. And you could always send me feedback. You say, Scoots, I want like a more Mandalorian or more Great British Bake Off. And I could try to process that. You could get me at either through Patreon messaging or through our website contact page. Thanks. Let's get this show on the road. I don't ever say that, but get on with the show. Let's keep the show going. All right, everybody. This is Scoots, and this is interesting because this is a new show we've never done before. And so I don't know how this is going to go. And maybe I'll try to remind myself to do just a 5-minute setup is what I'll do. So you're hearing me after I do the 5-minute setup, because now future me knew how this is structured, where current me does not. So I'm not sure what I said there, but great job, Scoots. We're covering a show that has two names, depending on where you are in the world. The Great British Bake Off is what it's called. But that's the easiest thing to say. I like saying Great British Bake Off. But here in the U.S., it's known as the Great British Baking Show. And I'm going to be covering series nine, though on Netflix it says... So this is, again, confusing because we're, you know, it's just where you live in the world. Let me see here how it is listed on Collection 6. If you're watching in the U.S. on Netflix, it's Collection 6. Although I think in the U.K., the Great British Bake Off, it's Series 9. So if you're confused, you know, that's because of, because we live in a world like where, you know, some rule, somebody you say, well... That's how we do it here. So I guess this part of the show, which I don't know who's going to be hearing this, this is going to be so long that I'll break it up on Patreon. And I think, but the recap part will probably be on the public feed. So, hey, what's up? Thanks for listening to the show. And I guess I'll hit play. And so this is Biscuits Week. And it starts off with, for me, because, so I don't know if I said this in the thing, but I never have watched or sat down and watched. I probably had, times I've watched the show. Well, I've been in the same room as the show's been on. But I've never sat down and watched the show. And oh boy, do I love it. This may be the most Sleep With Me, the greatest confluence of Sleep With Me in television ever. This is such a, there's so many, I guess I could go off on so many tangents about, now, this is, I've only watched one episode like 5 times. My biggest question is, how am I going to fit all this into one like 45 minute portion? Really good pacing, really well shot, really great, just well done all around. So I guess what I'll do is I'll try to read through here. But because I know the reason I said, well, I've never watched an episode before, and then I started with Collection 6 or Series 9, I was already totally confused because I said, wait a second, it starts off with a WTF moment. So it starts off with this WTF moment. Now I knew. Noel and Sandy were the comedian hosts of the show, kind of. But for some reason, they're dressed up as so I must have missed something from last. Obviously, I missed something clearly, and I don't know all the relationships. But so they're dressed as Noel is dressed as Doc Brown, and Sandy's dressed as Marty McFly. And he's saying, we got to get back. And that Prue tweeted the winner. So they're going from August 28th, which I'm presuming is the beginning of when they filmed the 9th series, back to October 30th when they revealed the winner. Prue's about to tweet the name of last year's winner or this year's winner. Yeah, I guess she tweeted the winner by accident, because then Paul is sitting next to Prue on a couch as she's tweeting something out. Well, let's see what time it is. So I don't know why it was with the Back to the Future thing. I don't know if that's a theme. 20 hours, which is 12, is 10 a.m. It's 8 p.m., I guess. Oh, but it's 10 a.m. So Prue tweeted it out at 10 p.m., but they're heading out at 10 a.m. So they're going back in time and back in time. Then we start to see the beautiful mood setting that they do on this show with lambs and ducklings, Kim Joy. Holy, okay, let's just go right into the people's outfits because I'm not sure if... Like, I don't know any of the behind the scenes of the show, but the outfits on what people are wearing is just amazing. Usually, I don't know, in my opinion, I guess I was just so surprised. And I don't even have like one of those 4K Ultra HD TVs. I just have a regular, I got my TV in 14, I think, maybe. I don't know. I probably talked about it on the podcast. Last of the plasma TVs, when they stopped making them, I got one on discount. It was also, paid off my student loans, I think, or maybe I paid off my credit card. So it was like a celebratory thing. I'd been not drinking for a year. So, so back to it. So first up is Kim Joy. She has on... she has like a lovely, this yellow headband, and then her shirt or her blouse has summer treats on it. But really, like in these pastels, like it's a cream-colored shirt with pastel-colored popsicles and ice cream cones. And she's kind of, they're all talking about how intense it is, how beautiful it is there. Then there's Briny. Sorry, I'm like falling behind already, but Briny. So everybody's like kind of talking. Also, they're talking about how being in the tent is like there's been more people in space. It's like being a pro football player. Can't believe it. See it on TV. It can't be real. Then we have stressful as a thesis. So we're getting like a series of shots of the characters, some decorations. We see Prue is like, and we'll cover the facts. Maybe we'll cover it on Patreon. I'm not sure. Let's see, nerves, thesis, surreal. But yeah, less people have been in the tent than in space. 12 new bakers, 30 challenges. Great, good. Oh, someone wants to be star baker once. I think that was Manon, but I'm not sure. And I would like to see, Bruce says, I'd like to see more imagination, more color, and above all, I'm reading the more delicious things. And Bruce's outfit is beautiful. And then Paul Hollywood, we're going to have some new challenges, some they've heard of, some they have not. Oh, I just saw Manon, and she has watermelons on her shirt. And then Terry, it looks like he has, is that his name? He has a shirt with, and then Dan has a big blue flower print shirt. Dan's one, Starbreaker once. That's a great goal, Dan. Okay, so then we have the intro, which we'll skip. Then we show, so this place, if you've never watched the show, the opening shot at 54, with 54 minutes left and 55 seconds, it's on some estate somewhere. There's this manor-type house, and then green grass, trees, farmland, and then the tent, which I guess is like where they do everything. And man, you can have a tent look like a white plastic thing on the outside, but look great on the inside. But having this manor, I don't know if this is a drone shot I'm looking at, but it's pretty, I'd say, there's a creek. Again, there's wildlife. There's wildflowers. And then this goes right into it. Let me read my notes for a second. And well, I guess I'll do it. Let's see. British Bake Show. That's the sky shot. Fields, flowers, music. Then there's voiceover from Sandy. Bakers will face three challenges. then we'll get the Star Baker. Then someone will have to unfortunately go home. And then and Noel says, hey, Bakers, this is the first signature challenge. 24 regional biscuits, Sandy says. Sandy has a blue star shirt on with different blues. Oh, yeah, let's go through the everybody's outfits. Because this, I mean, really is important. It really left an impression on me. Okay, so now we have the judges and the hosts, I would say. So Sandy has on a navy blue or navy blue shirt with stars printed on it. Different stars, turquoise, light blue, royal blue. Then Noel has on a three-tiered shirt. It's like a pink on the top. It's a long shirt, very his style. His sideburns are rocking. In the top of the shirt is pink with a just kind of like a leopardish print, but not really a leopard print. Then it's a white brick wall, and then a light blue at the bottom, just a light blue color. Peru has on a dress that I can't quite grasp the color because it's so wonderful. It's somewhere in between orange and red. I don't know, in a way that just like, I mean, perfect for television. Holy mackerel. Then she has on this necklace that is multicolored, like almost like sticks or something, or looks like, I mean, it doesn't look like coral, but like a coral type fingers, but it's made of probably plastic or some other thing. But it's so colorful. And again, the colors just pop. And then she has on these glasses or frames are in barely translucent popping blue that highlights the blue in her necklace and perfectly contrasts with her dress. And then Paul Hollywood, he has on jeans and then a denim shirt, but he pulls it off. I don't think I can. I've thought about it, and he looks good in it. And his jeans fit him in a way that he doesn't look like he doesn't have like he looks stylish and not like a dad. I mean, maybe a tiny bit dad-like just because of I don't know. But his shirt is like pressed. Like that's the other thing with denim shirts. I can't get them. So that's our coverage of the Great British Bake Off. Thanks, everybody. I'm kidding. 24 regional biscuits. They have to be traditional from a village or region in Britain, sweet or savory, you know, depending on their history. And the British they must mean something to the baker. Then Noel has a joke at Sandy's expense, identical across each thing, on your mark, get set, bake. And then everybody goes into action. They're kind of saying, oh boy, most people are starting with their butter. Difficult to make rules. They repeat the rules twice in voiceover. Oh yeah, with the voiceover a couple times. Paul, they got to be unique. They have to have their own stamp on them, but recognizable. And if it's a shortbread, it better melt in the mouth. Bruce says if it's a ginger snap, it should snap. Regional perfection. Paul says first baker. Briny, she's nervous. She says she is in like this mustard colored shirt with a nice print on the sides of it, a little bit like stained glass. And then they have these family sequences. Again, this is a really well made and produced show. Like, so they have Briny and her daughter. She's making apple cider empire briskets with caramelized apples and vanilla shortbread. She's boiling eggs for her biscuits, and she's going to sieve the yolks. Paul's like, what are you talking about? A short structure, Brian, he says. And he says he's never heard of it, Bruce says, sounds lovely. And and Sandy says, don't let him get you. He's like, you know, he's a splainer. And then we have everybody, Lemon Shrewsbury. This is Dan, rich crumbly biscuit. Works at home, he says. So But he's stressed. I like Dan a lot. Then they show Dan at the duck pond with his kids. Barnaby and Constance makes this whole fish dinner for them. Lemon and strawberry shrewsberries. We'll cover this. Now, Noel goes up to him. What's up? All right? You don't sound like you're all right. He goes, yeah, I'm, you know, a little. He goes, do you usually chill and bake? And Dan says, yeah. And then he says, well, it looks like you turned that around. And so they have, I had a laugh at that, obviously. So let's see, stained glass, clotted cream. I think I got to look that up at some point. Manon's talking about her clotted cream. She's going to spread some on the top. Oh, she says, oh, when she discovered it in England, she's from France, worked on an egg farm, baking with her family, eating apples and making apple pie. But she's making hazelnut Cornish shortbread. She's from Brittany, and she said Cornwall kind of reminds her of home, so she wanted to do it. Clotted cream. Oh, Ruby's making clotted cream. Masala, chai, flats. We'll get back to it. She's, like, doing a... I don't think she's really using a real clotted cream. Project manager Ruby's, they show her working out, doing some boxing. She's making masala chai Devon flats with dark chocolate. Now they're asking, like, hey, what do you think the texture is going to be? Is it soft, medium, or hard? She goes, well, I've practiced. I'm not winging it. And then they're talking. So then they kind of go again. They do these different sequences of shots of everybody prepping. And then like forewarning voiceover or descriptive voiceover, coconut and fennel. Okay. Let me get back to my notes. Cause I got away. Sandy gives love, Bristol twist on regional biscuits. Bryony, her daughter making Play-Doh, lots of laughs, artwork, apple cider, vanilla shortbread, there I put balls of J-E-R-K. Noel rolls up. Oh, that's so funny when he jokes. Manon, clotted cream, cottage cream. Oh, I don't know if cottage cream is a thing either. Gaelic flair, Brittany in France. Clotted cream and Ruby. Oh, and Ruby's pot is like some nice dried herbs that she's using. Clotted cream substitutes. She works in the train business too. Oh, and this is my first. So we get there's a lot of alliteration here. And again, here's the thing. If you have a child or a young child, like a teen or a tween, this is a show in the podcast, not only for them to sleep to, but to watch, because holy moly, is there a lot of, learning good words, even though I don't know if the SAT is going to be around anymore. I guess they could just use, you know, if they're in spelling bee or something. But again, if you love alliteration, I guess I got to get a pen for alliteration watch. I started counting like later, but this one has a killer combination of cardamom, clove, and cinnamon. And that's a masala. That's what's in her bowl. Soft medium is what she says. I put Julian sometimes instead of Noel because of Boosh. I always thought those two were. I said that he looks more like a Julian, and Julian looks more like a Noel to me. So when I read about them, the creators of Mighty Boosh, I said, "Oh, okay, that's who's who." But I made you know, rear end of out of all of us. Then we have Rahul. He's doing coconut and fennel. And then Paula gives him a hard time about how he talks too much, like a bit like he could be on this podcast. But I don't find him boring. He says, oh, yeah, I do talk a lot. His shirt. I got to get to his shirt. Let me hit play up here. He has this great shirt on, too. They also show him Skyping with his parents, and his dad says, you got to shave and cut your hair. He's actually a nuclear scientist. Fennel and coconut pithecilli bannock. So he has on a lighter colored denim shirt. So he has a lot of layers. I could learn a lot about styling from the show. But underneath his denim shirt, he has on like a white shirt with blue stripes, but they're like a light blue. I don't know what you call it when it looks like it's painted on. It's not painted on, but so I don't know. Like it looks really cool. Yeah, denim shirt, nuclear scientist, dad wants him to get a haircut. Then we have whole fennel. Even Sandy gives him a hard time at the end about talking. Then we have Imelda. She's from the Northern Ireland. She's doing a hearty oats, cherry and white chocolate oatmeal biscuit. Which, you know, I'm a big fan. Those flavors are flavors I'm a fan of. Wholemeal flour, she says, which I marked. Sandy and Paul start talking about BMs. So that, I said, wait a second. Come on, you two. Then we have Luke. Luke's pretty hip. He's like, he's the charmer on this one. He's making lime, I guess. Ginger nuts. I said, who are you calling a ginger nut, son? He's a DJ and a, civil servant, Yorkshire ginger nut, York, who's representing Yorkshire. He is really charming though. Like, I'm not making fun of him. He's layered too. He is on a white V-neck and then, like a semi, not a Hawaiian print shirt, but like something. Then they show him Sheffield DJing. Ginger nuts do look delicious. Lime buttercream in the middle. My stomach just growled. And they say, Paul says, make sure you get the balance right, dude. Ginger and the lime. But he seems pretty confident. His shirt's like clouds and birds, I think. Then you have these little comedy breaks. So then we have a comedy break with Sandy and Noel, and she flashes a flashlight, and she says, so he says, what's my line? 1 hour. What's my motivation? She hands him some cash. And he says, 1 hour. And then I don't know, just a funny little sequence. Kim Joyce rolling out her shortbread. Each and every biscuit must be uniform in shape, they say. And they're weighing them out, each biscuit ball or flat, depending. Some people are making sandwich ones, so they say, oh boy, that's twice as work. Anthony is, he's a banker. He loves Bollywood, they say. They show him cooking at home. He's making, his looked really delicious. Turmeric and caraway goosenarg cakes with mango chili jam. And I'm a big turmeric fan. And then he and Sandy dance. He shows Sandy a little dance move, a really easy one, with the legs and the hands going up and down. And then they dance together. And then Kim Joy laughs. She goes, you're definitely the most fun person. That's what Sandy says to him. Also, he has on a white paisley print shirt that's really nice. And then I guess gray jeans that match the print of his paisley. Then they do a series of shots with everybody working. Now we got some strawberry jam Dan's working on. Chili mango Anthony's working on. With spice butterscotch cream sauce and my Swiss meringue buttercream. That's John. He's making an Aberfraw biscuit, shell-shaped on a real shell. He loves sailing. They show his wife Debbie and his kids sailing. Aberfraw creams with a butterscotch filling. Butterscotch buttercream. There's alliteration number two. If you're keeping track, I probably won't. But then we have Kim Joy. She's working on orange blossom glaze. She's got orange blossom water. I didn't even know, where do you buy this stuff? She said, this was kind of a little different, but it made me relate to Kim Joy. She says she discovered the flavor for the biscuit in the bath. She had this new conditioner and she smelled it. And I said, wait a second, I taste conditioner too. I mean, she said she just looked at it, but I'll taste it. Don't, if you're listening, kids, don't ever do that. But I do taste that stuff. And they show her doing some shorts. She's making an orange blossom York biscuit with orange blossom water, edible flour. Noel's up. He's like, he makes a joke about an antique dealer. Which, you know, he goes, oh, like, can I call you Lovejoy? And I didn't get the joke either. He goes, that's an antique stealer. You're too young. And he can't believe it. He's like, man, forget it. He's a little bit flummoxed. Then we have somebody making roses, Karen. Karen's got a nice red. We'll talk about everybody else. Everybody has on grayish brown. She's a food product promoter, and she's making Yorkshire Perkins. Everybody has on a brownish gray. What are those things called? Apron. Oh, she goes, yo, you're looking Elvis Shaken Stevens, or Katie. Sandy says that Noel says Sandy says I look like Katie Lang. But Karen says he looks like a Shaken Stevens or Elvis. Then we have Terry. He's making, I don't know what he's making, but he's trying to do these chocolate prints. This is a good moment to pause it at 44 minutes left in the show. And Terry's trying, he's on a horse and he's trying to make it go and the horse won't listen, which kind of is like a metaphor for Terry's day. And Terry's like the like likable person we kind of feel bad for. He's making a Lake District ginger shortbread, crystallized ginger and chocolate lambs. But Paul says, those are lambs. Terry says, hopefully I'll get them in the oven and tidy them up. Then everybody starts, they do a sequence where everybody's putting their stuff in the oven and navigating temperature, you know, not easy. People are setting their timers, 8 minutes, 10 minutes. Don't misjudge it, Noel says. 23 minutes at 165 from Manon. If you mess it up, kiss the color and the texture goodbye. 6 minutes on the clock for Dan. I think 40 minutes for Rahul. Let's see, Dan goes in. Now we have everything coming in and out of the oven, saying, is it done? You can see, like, you start to see a stress wearing on certain people. Then Sandy makes an announcement half an hour through an old-fashioned radio, and she says, I used to be on radio. And everybody's like, everybody's like, holy cow, how are we going to do this? Some people are happy and some people aren't. So you see kind of how people react to the stress and then how that impacts their cooks. Ruby drops one of her cookies. I didn't realize, I didn't tie that till later. Somebody says fudge. They said fudge. I guess it's warm. Ruby says it was warm. And then Terry says his chocolate won't set inside the tent. He like fans his face. Everybody starts their piping, and they're like assembly. And again, a lot of shots. I don't know how many camera people they have. And then we see the interactions. This one is nice. It's Dan and Kim Joy. Well, I didn't know if it was nice or passive aggressive. He says, oh, I'd hate to see one of your cookies fall on the floor. And she says, very funny, Dan. But I don't know if that was like a way of Dan saying they look good enough to eat. Then they do 5 minutes left. Everybody's starting to be like, oh, no, that's where you're running short on time sequence. Now, so my daughter got very bent about this. It didn't bother me as much the first time, but now it does. So Karen gets done early. So there's 41 minutes left, and she starts snacking. And we'll go into her snacks, but my daughter was like, so she has a snack pack. Now, I don't know if they provided it or she brought it. Hopefully there's a Zoom. But first she has crisps or chips. Crisps. She offers them. So she's sitting there with snacks in her lap while everybody else is struggling, which you would think would be a precursor, but I'll just tell you, it isn't a precursor, I don't think. Now, Terry is really under he's the most stressed. Some people are very chill, Manon, Briny. Ruby's making tea that she thinks will pair well. But Terry is just like, he's not in good shape. And Karen's eating more biscuits. Let's see, 24, Ruby does, Dan, let's see, it's going so fast. Let me run through my notes here. I'll pause it. Dances with Sandy, Resting the Dough. There's clips of people talking. John and his wife and kids. Yeah, there's the buttercream. So that was like number two that we even caught of the alliteration. Oh, yeah, Kim Joy's shirt. Also, Kim Joy has like the tips of her hair, like a purplish blue. York biscuits. She's actually stamping that on there. Antique Sealer Lovejoy. I did have that in my notes to look it up. Yeah, so patrons will get all the research. Yorkshire Perkins with mace and corn something. That's what Karen was working on. Wakefield. Maybe that's a grocery store. I don't know. Terry's Little Lambs. His horse won't go. Terry was making Lake District ginger shortbread. Then there's a VO about like the risk people are taking. Kiss Goodbye. Eyes and Talk. So people start to try to stay calm. Then there's an exterior shot before Sandy does the radio thing. 5 minutes left. There's a lot of good. With a blue, the radio's like a blue old fashioned radio, like a prop. That's when the out of the oven sequence comes. Is it hot in here or is it me having, I say, boy, I don't know. 5 minutes left, behind on time. 16:18 was when I was supposed to pause it. But I think that was just Karen's, snacking. I wanted to see what else she had in her snack thing, but I couldn't see it when I paused it. Chocolate, lamb troubles. But then you see people are helping one another. Amazing. At the end. So people are going, as time's up, everybody's helping. Put your biscuits at the end of your benches. There's even like, different themed ways to serve it. Now, I don't know, again, I don't know the production of the show. Because again, and then they, Bryony tells, Terry, don't worry, it's only one out of three. Karen's still snacking. But everything, a lot of stuff, a lot of pastels. I don't know if this is every season or just this one. Blue, pastel blue in particular. Baby blue, eggshell blue, some green turquoise. Anthony's up first. Anthony's up first. His biscuits are popping, man. They were this orange color, psychedelic, Noel says. And they say, Prue, you like them because they match your biscuit. They do look really delicious, and they do deliver. The judges are impressed. Beautiful texture. Fantastic. Chili jam. Great biscuit, Paul says. And Anthony says, boom. But Prue and Noel take them to go. They love them so much they're still eating. Then Karen's up. They say, great piping work. Looks amazing. Spicy, chewy, nice. But more like a cookie and not a biscuit. Didn't blow Paul away. Then Kim Joy's up. Absolutely exquisite, Prue says. I love them. Paul takes a bite. He says, balanced, melts in your mouth to break it apart. Flavors, got the orange. Prue says, well done. Kim Joy's happy. Then they get to John. His are undercooked. They say, quite pale, dude. Underbaked, bland. Should have been in 4 or 5 more minutes. Then Manon's up. Hazelnut Cornish shortbread. Extremely neat. That's what Paul likes the best. It has a good snap. Prue's impressed with that. Beautifully baked, buttery. That wasn't on purpose, so that's an alliteration. Hazelnut chocolate, fantastic. Prue says, I'd like some milk. Manon says, it's right here in front of you. Then Dan cheers her on. Rahul, they say, let's look at owl feathers. He has this beautiful white chocolate and dark chocolate on there. They say, fennel's not quite the punch we're expecting. Then Ruby's up. They say, how come you got 25 and not 24? She goes, I'm bad at maths, which cracked me up and everybody else. bit dry. She has on a red dress with some flower, I don't know, flower print is what you'd call it, in a nice red. Then Dan's up, as they say, yours are pale too, Dan. Tough biscuit. He goes, is it? Not in a passive, aggressive way. I think that is an English thing. They say, Dan, these are quite, he just says, is it? It's a different way of reacting. You'd say, is it really? But he says, is it I don't know. You have to see it, I guess. And they say, not good, basically. Terry only decorated one of his cookies, his ginger shortbread. Oh, no, two of them. Not my finest hour. Lamb's not good. Looks like a Warhol print. Don't like the color. Not neat enough for Paul, of course. Paul breaks it. They don't like it at all. Too hard. A good flavor, maybe, but execution not good. He says, it's a rough old biscuit, that one. The judges leave, but Noel stays behind to say, don't worry, man. You can do it. You could be the comeback kid. And he says, let's hope so. Then Luke's ginger nuts, they look really good. They say, ginger's lovely. Not enough lime pop, though. And Noel says, you could breathe. And then Manon gives Dan a thumbs up. He smiles. Imelda, cherry and white chocolate, oatmeal. She's nervous. They break while Paul says, and he says, okay, that's a delicious biscuit. And she's like, oh, good. Very oaty. Feels healthy, but it's not. You know, it's a cookie. Well worth it, though. And then Bryony's up. She's got this caramelized apple. It looks amazing. Uniform in color and size, they say. Very neat. Of course, Paul's worried about that. Scalloped edges. And they take some bites, they break it up, very crumbly, melts in your mouth. They say that egg yolk worked. This is the best shortbread today. Crumbly, soft, and buttery. And with the apple caramelization, good. So she says thank you, and then Noel gives her a thumbs up, and she's very relieved. She says she's always overwhelmed. And she goes, yeah, for Prue to use that technique. I say, holy cow. Terry looks down, not in the place, wrong biscuit, wrong day. Manon says, beautifully baked. There's alliteration. The sailing guy, John, says, oh boy. That's like what it was like for me at school. And John says, my whole school life could have been better. And then Ruby says, wait a second, I thought biscuits were supposed to be dry. Then we see more lambs in the countryside going through. Let me check the time here. So there's 34 minutes. So I guess what I'll do is we'll break this into two episodes. We'll break it up like a biscuit, you know what I'm saying? And I'll run through for about five, you know, I'll run through to the end of this episode. I mean, to the, like a few more, we'll set up the next competition. And then we'll, because it's kind of a bit of an experiment. And then we'll have another full episode about Biscuit Week. So they said the bakers were able to finish their first, or they were able to practice their first challenge. But the second one will be a mystery shrouded in gingham. And so they do like a front of the room thing of everybody like exhaling, looking a little, intense. So this is still the first day. I guess they do these over 2 days. In the second day, though, everybody has the same outfits on. So then again, we have a sequence where the judges are at the front and the hosts, and they say, first technical challenge. And Paul set it up. And Paul says, this is a favorite of mine when I was a kid, so don't mess it up. And Sandy says, this is going to be judged blind. This is going to be judged without us knowing who made each dish. So Prue and Paul are not going to be lingering in the tent. So off you go. Thank you very much. And then there's a funny joke where they say, geez, I don't even know what's improv and what's written. Because they say, where are they going? And Noel says, a bouncy castle. It cracks up the whole thing. the whole tent. And I just wonder what the tent, like, also how much are they in, like, do they feel like they're around four famous people, you know? They can't make it easy either. Everybody laughs. And they say, okay, Paul wants you to make an iconic version of his iconic wagon wheel. You have to make eight in 2.25 hours. Is that what it is? And a moon pie in the U.S. is what a wagon wheel is similar to. I'm going to track them down. They're a little expensive online, but I'm sure I could find it at a local shop. Yeah, 2.25 hours to make it. So get your wagons rolling on your marks. Get set to bake. So they have like some sort of instructions and all the ingredients. And again, a lot of people are reading through it. Some people, the iconic wheel-shaped, okay, let me read that part from the thing. The iconic wheel-shaped biscuits, 70 years ago, launched in Britain. And some people know what a wagon wheel is. Some people have never had them or never heard of them. So that makes it hard if you're not, if you weren't raised in the UK. And Paul has a pared-down recipe. And not many people have made a wagon wheel because it is more of normally, I think, a mass-produced confectionery. Then we go outside to Prue and Paul. They're sitting kind of, I don't know if they're having tea. I'll pause it. We get a garden shot. Yeah, they have, Paul has tea in front of him like he's drinking it. Prue's tea is like she pushed it away. And they're sitting. Paul's chair is like light green, and then Prue's chair is white. They're like an older, more classic outdoor wooden chair. Then they are sitting at a table with a tablecloth that's a really nice blue with a print on it and white. And they have their table is set, and then they have a plate of wagon wheels. And then behind them is some like, I don't know if it's called bunting, but like a British flags hanging, like triangle ones, and then a lot of different flowers and plants, like in like a kind of like I guess a bit like you'd get an antiques place, or like a really like someone says, oh yeah, I bought all these antique shops and I use them to store the plants. It just looks good. And so they say, Bruce says, so Paul, why is this the first technical challenge, wagon wheels? He says, because I got a cookbook about it, one. But he goes, there's many different elements to a wagon wheel. Tricky. Got biscuit, crunchy, marshmallow, something that doesn't pour out but is right, chocolate coating, and a jam. Chocolate's got to hold the thing in. Bruce says it's beautiful. Difficulties put all that together without panicking. And Paul says, that's right. You got to test these characters out. And then they go and they do an outside thing of the tent. And then everybody's starting to sort their flour and say, okay. Manon's like, I'm cool as a cucumber. Rub the butter into the flour. So people start making their dough. And they're looking back. Groovy's like, okay, made a mistake in the first one. And they have some sort of recipe. Anthony's like, I did something wrong. Oh, I didn't rub the butter in, but I got to go with it anyway. Then Sandy goes to Luke. She says, have you made this before? He goes, this is interesting. So I don't know if Luke's made it before, but yeah, I've eaten lots of them, never made them. And Sandy says, there's some people here that have never even heard of them. So you're ahead of the game. And she goes, I've never had one. He goes, you never had a wagon wheel? No. He goes, have you even lived? And she goes, I'll be honest, I didn't have a pot noodle, which I think is like ramen, until I was 55. So that's also an interesting thing, you know. He says, what, are you kidding me, Sandy? Give me a hard time. He goes, I can't even come back from that. Then everybody's starting to knead and they don't want to mess. You don't want to overdo your dough, they say. Ruby says, I got to get my jam on. Then everybody starts making their jam, sugar, boil. So you got the jam sequence. Anthony's like a little watery. My jam's watery. Oh, wait, we do have a close-up there. Let's see. I'm going to read through this close-up. To close out, I'm going to read Paul's words off the screen, if I can pause it. Oh, boy, I missed it. Yeah, I'll try again. Don't worry, I'm here. I'm going to read you Paul's words, if I can pause it in time. Jam making's going on. Dan's reading it. Okay. So this is what we have just on the screen. And so I'll say goodnight and we'll pick up the second half of this in a little while. Method, oven, cereotherm, 160 degrees C. Step one, for the biscuits, tip the flour, salt, and butter into a bowl. Rub the butter into the flour, stir in the sugar and vanilla paste. Then add the egg yolk. Bring the dough together. Chill, man. So they still have to chill it at some point. For the jam, oh, then you make the jam, I guess. Place the raspberries in a deep-sided pan and crush them. Add the sugar. Bring to a boil. Increase the heat and boil for 4 minutes. Remove from heat and sieve. Let cool and set. For the marshmallow, pour 100 milliliters cold water into a small bowl, marmalade bowl, then sprinkle the gelatin over the top. Oh, that's it, huh? 100 milliliters, I guess. Then four, tip sugar into a medium pan. Add glucose and 100 milliliters water and cook over low heat. Increase the heat, bring to a boil. While the sugar syrup is cooking, whisk the egg white into the bowl, stand mixer. As soon as the sugar syrup reaches 120 C, remove the heat and stir in the gelatin. With the mixer on, splur the sugar syrup over the egg white in a steady, oh, this is the marshmallow. And then we lose it. You get to put it in a piping bag, I guess. So we don't have we have some of the milliliters and stuff, so this is interesting. I guess it is a technical challenge. Technically, it's challenging. And technically, I'll talk to you soon. Good night. All right, everybody. It's time to thank everybody who reviewed the show and to say thanks and good night on Apple Podcasts. Sarah says, trustworthy. Trust you. Thanks for staying consistent and true to the values of the show and making a Black Lives Matter and LBGTQ plus validation part of the intro. Thanks, Sarah. Thank you so much. Cozy. This is from Miss Colby. Best way to fall asleep, like the song at the beginning. Allison says, well rested without the boredom. Took three tries to get into it. It doesn't just help me get to sleep, but it makes me feel like I'm headed for a safe place with a good night's sleep I deserve ahead. Kimberly says, essential part of the nighttime routine. It makes me giggle, wind down, and drift off. And it follows the same rambling linguistic pattern as those disjointed pre-sleep thoughts I have. Anne 1234543201 says, so comforting, been what I've been calling. Falling asleep too every night for about a year. If it doesn't get me sleep within minutes, at least it's there to get me through a sleepless night. Thanks. Thank you. Snaggle Daggle says works every time. No idea, but at first I thought there's no way I could sleep to this, and I gave it a try anyway. Soon realized that it was magic that puts me asleep rather quickly. Topics are bizarre. That's my mistake. And I giggled myself into dreamland. Mr. Fresh says, so good. It helps me get to sleep every night. I'm only 12. Let's see. And sometimes I don't fall asleep till like 10 or 11. So this podcast has been good to fall asleep quicker. CM says, yay and good night. Barry says, never fails dealing with insomnia. Never been able to listen to a whole episode. Love the Cam Jansen references. Cam Jansen shout out. So thanks everybody that reviewed the show over on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate this. Everybody who writes reviews anywhere for the show or spreads the word. That's how the show grows. Also appreciate everybody who supports the show on Patreon or supports our sponsors. That's how we're able to bring this podcast free twice a week. And speaking of letting us know about stuff, know about snuff, here's something else I wanted you to know about. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.